Our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world.
I was never satisfied.
Ascend our 7th Juliet. Do you have traffic for us at 2 o'clock?
It was all too symmetrical.
We got traffic here about 1:30 to 2 o'clock. It's very bright. Doesn't seem to be moving. Just to change the colors.
I know one of them has is carrying a very large weapon.
That looks like a weapon of some sort.
That'd be kind of interesting to have a couple pictures. I think it might make our case a little better.
UFOs. It would cause widespread panic and fear.
With tensions rising over Iran's nuclear ambitions, Virginia's John Warner, who heads the Senate.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
Welcome back to a new edition of Dark Matters Radio, and we are once again premiering a classic, UFOs Tonight. Now, this particular episode took place on a Sunday evening in February 21st, 1993, a very early episode of UFOs Tonight that was still only 1 hour in length. Joining me by telephone that evening was longtime conspiracy and JFK researcher, a gentleman whose name you may be familiar with, Mr. Lars Hansen. Lars was a longtime friend and acquaintance of mine, and figured very greatly into what was then the overall mishmash of the John Lear, Bill Cooper hysteria. Now, Lars, if you had read my tract, 20 Years in the UFO Fog, will know that Lars was the producer of the Dallas Revisited tape on the JFK assassination, where at that time, several years previously, he had been working on the idea that the driver of JFK's limousine in Dallas on November the 22nd was somehow involved in the overall assassination plot. This is a episode where you'll be exposed to many, many names that you may be familiar with or have come across in the past, not the least of which was former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover, John Lear, of course, Bill Cooper, Gordon Novell, Robert Booth Nichols, among many other names. I consider this particular episode particularly fascinating if you have any interest in the overall conspiracy milieu that works its way into overall UFOs and UFO research. So, without a lot of further ado, let's go right into the episode. And remember to keep those eyes pointed to the skies.